Thank you for staying with Sharad and I on Consider This. Let's continue our conversation with Stefania Giannini, Assistant Director General for Education at UNESCO. Stefania, I'm wondering whether this crisis presents us an opportunity for us to perhaps rethink the way we've been doing education all these decades. What do you think?
I think so. You know, crisis means that it's time, the ancient Greek word, where the word counts, means that it's time to separate, to distinguish, to see clearly, and to decide. And deciding about the future of education is a very popular topic at UNESCO. We launched a big initiative last year about the futures of education, but now we can say the future is now. The future is the present situation. So two key words I want to mention: reimagining the way we learn and we teach, capitalizing and leveraging technology, but also not forgetting the role of social-emotional component of learning and teaching. And these 3 months, more or less, of schools shut down said very much about the importance of the physical and human dimension. And a second key word is about reforming the school systems. It's about being brave, being courageous, and also from the UN system. You know, we have SDG 4, Inclusive Quality Education for All. Now we have to capitalize to unlock creativity and to valorize innovation, because we saw very many maybe small projects which can become flagships in the near future.
Stefania, I want to ask you, we had somebody from the state of Sabah on our show some weeks ago talking about the fact that kids weren't going to school wasn't necessarily a bad thing in some rural sectors, because the kids were learning or relying on older generations to learn old skills. They were going back to their traditions. They were, you know, enjoying the environment. There were many things that were not about connectivity, but were about the resources already attendant in those communities. Is UNESCO thinking about that? I mean, is it all about high-speed connectivity? What about older skills and older ways of relating and educating oneself?
I think that UNESCO, as the house of cultural diversity and the house of education as a basic human right, will valorize much and more than ever the role of, let me say, traditional way to learn and to teach in the post-COVID-19. Technology replacing the human dimension is not our business. And I think that this crisis is clearly showcasing how and to what extent, when the more you have to leverage technology, the better you can valorize traditional way to learn and teach. And children coming now to school, maybe for some a few weeks in Europe, for some countries already reopened. This is the case of France, for instance. And they're already going back and getting back to the importance of drawing, the importance of being together in the same room, right, and sharing, the human dimension once again. And I think that is one of the other lessons learned.
I think that's quite interesting that you brought that up, Stefania. I want to ask you about active learning, where students are involved in their own learning for 21st century skills, creative thinking and critical thinking. How is active learning going to be encouraged in schools now in this kind of post-COVID era, given the confines of new safe distancing SOPs? Will students be allowed to work in groups and on group projects and the like? What do you think?
Well, I think that there will be increasingly a focus and attention on team building, e-learning and teaching, as this process of e-learning, when it's been implemented correctly, that means not simply putting some papers on the screen, but building the virtual classroom as a real community can really give some very important lessons about this process. You know, our children, our young people generation now are very much linked to these devices, right? And they do everything in terms of from love to learning about through that. So now this integrated system that we are forced, we are obliged to put in practice almost overnight can become a new platform to valorize the real e-learning dimension, which is not simply, as I said, replacing teachers with devices or written tests and drawing with screens.
So, Fania, it's been such a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for making the time to speak with us tonight. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for you on this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan, signing off for this evening.
Thank you so much for watching, and good night.